U.S. The U.S. and Iranian officials have agreed on a framework aimed at ending months of conflict and reopening key energy and shipping routes, according to statements from both sides. U.S. President Donald Trump announced that the deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete, saying the agreement would halt military operations and restore freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz, a vital passage for global oil and gas supplies. Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif, acting as a mediator, confirmed that a pact had been reached and said it would be formally signed on Friday in Switzerland. The agreement outlines an immediate and permanent end to military operations across multiple fronts, including Lebanon, where clashes between Israel and Hezbollah have intensified in recent weeks. Iranian officials said the ceasefire would take effect starting Monday night, while adding that broader negotiations would continue for 60 days. Those future talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear program and possible sanctions relief. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Kazem Gharibabadi said key issues, including the fate of enriched uranium and sanctions, would be addressed in the next phase of discussions. Trump also said he had ordered an end to the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports and that shipping through the Strait of Hormuz would resume fully. The announcement comes amid heavy political pressure on the U.S. administration over rising energy prices and the broader cost of the conflict. While some U.S. lawmakers welcomed the progress, others stressed that any final nuclear agreement would require congressional review. Israel, which has not been part of the talks, has not yet responded publicly. The deal also follows months of escalating strikes across Iran, Lebanon, and surrounding regions, which have killed thousands and strained global energy routes. Although the framework signals a possible de-escalation, major issues remain unresolved, particularly the future of Iran's nuclear program, which is expected to dominate the next round of negotiations.